Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Rolandis Bush on the line with me, and he is a model and currently working on doing voiceovers, and in this time of COVID, we need some voiceovers. So Rolandis, say what's up and introduce yourself.
Hey everybody, how you guys doing? Rolandis here, and definitely excited to be here and chat with Nigeria.
So tell us how you got into modeling.
So it was about 2 years ago. I worked at a restaurant on the Upper East Side. There's a gentleman there that I worked with. He was a bartender, and he designed clothes on the side. Mm-hmm. You know, his clothes were really nice. He would show me his designs that he were working on, and he would have his promotions put up and everything. And he was doing a show down at Yotel, mm-hmm. and one of his models backed out, mm-hmm. and he needed another guy. And he asked me, and I was like, well, I've never, you know, modeled before, nor have I ever thought about it before. He was like, no, you got it. You know, you got the height and you got the build and everything. So just be confident.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. I go to the show, and it's like, it's my first time backstage for a show. And it's crazy. It's people running around everywhere, people getting dressed, makeup artists, hairstylists, everything. And I get ready, and my nerves are getting really, really bad. And I'm fifth to go out. I start bouncing really bad because my nerves were really, really getting to me. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm like legit about to do a runway show. Mm-hmm. And about 3 minutes before I went out, a huge pimple popped up above my lip, which was, I found out later, was a stress pimple. They fixed it real quick and they said, go. And I don't know what happened. It was literally like a light switch that flipped on. I straightened my shoulders out, I had my posture right, and I turned that corner, and I killed it.
Wow.
That was my little taste of modeling. And then a few months went by, and one of my good friends, who are like a brother, Walter, told me about this agency having an open call. I should go check them out. And so I was like, okay, you know, I'll go check them out. And I go down to their building, and it was down on 40th Street and 8th. And I'm standing outside this building, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, hot, and I have no portfolio, no headshot, no nothing, just myself and my confidence. And I stand outside the building for 25 minutes, you know, going back and forth with myself, like, do I go in? No, don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. And so I go in the door, and I check in with the lobby man, and then my nerves get to me, so I go back outside again, and I'm like, okay, you can do this. And I go up there, and when I walk in, I see actual models sitting in the hallway, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to like get discouraged and everything, because I'm seeing like their posture on how they're sitting and exactly how they're dressed, and mm-hmm. they have their portfolios in their hands. I'm like, I'm definitely not going to get this. They call my name, and I go in. They was like, so have you ever modeled before? I was like, you know, once. It was kind of like a fluke type thing. My friend needed to stand in, so I did. And I did really well. And it was like, well, do you have a photo? And I showed them, and they liked it and everything. And so they said, well, let's see your walk. Now, I had never practiced modeling walking before, and I had watched things like America's Next Top Model and things like that. So I'm like, you know, I got this.
Right.
And I do my walk. They asked to do it again, and I did. And they said, can we give you a little bit of criticism? And I'm like, of course, you know, you can never get better if you don't have some sort of criticism. They told me, you know, relax a little bit. Don't be so tense. You know, add a little bit of feminism in your walk, but not too much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm an overthinker and I overprocess things. So I was like, okay. And, you know, I went over it in my head and I closed my eyes. I turned around and I did it. And they said, that's what we're looking for.
Wow.
Then they did a few test shots that day. And they said, can you step out in the hallway for a few moments? I did, and I was up there for about 10 minutes. I came back in, and it was like, we would like to sign you, offer you a contract.
Wow.
And I was like, seriously? like, are you for real? So I was like, okay, well, you know, I need some time to think about it and, you know, read over the contract. Again, I know nothing about modeling.
Right.
I don't, like, I really didn't think that I was going to get it, you know. I had my friend read over the contract, who's a lawyer, and she's like, it's good. And I signed with them. That August was my first time doing real auditions for shows. I got 5 shows my first runway week in September of 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, no training. It's an honor, I would definitely say. Mm-hmm. in my eyes, because there's people out there that actually, you know, now don't get me wrong, I take it serious and I do what I need to do now.
Right.
But at the time, you know, there's people that actually do this and are out there at these auditions and casting day in, day out for 10, 12 years and never get a shot. And me, this guy from Ohio, comes in and doesn't know anything, does his best walk, and he gets it.
Right.
That first fashion week, it was nerve-wracking. My first time having people, you know, dress me and do my hair. But it was fun. I walked for Cotra, which is a street fashion based out of Brooklyn. Walked for Stephen Donis. And then I did walk fashion. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with that or not.
No.
But that's a large modeling production company that goes around the country and puts on large shows for up-and-coming designers and models.
Okay.
And I walked for Olavente, which is based out of California, I believe. It's been a crazy journey.
So you actually enjoy modeling now. I mean, it started out as a favor, it went into something great, but it's something now that you enjoy?
Oh, no, I definitely enjoy it. I mean, I've got my model bag, my shoes. I guess when I go to my shows or my castings and everything, the standard look is skinny blue jeans and a fitted white t-shirt for a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to have your Chelsea boots. And so I went and I spent a pretty penny, a pair of Chelsea boots, because I am taking it serious now.
Right.
It's like, if I can't just say I'm taking it serious, I also have to look the part.
Exactly.
You know? So now, you know, I walk in with my model bag and it's got my extra pair of pants and my shirt, my different socks that I might have to wear or different undergarments that I might have to wear, because you never know if they're going to want to see you full body or if they're going to put you in their clothing that day to see how you look. And yeah, I go in, I sit down, I take my book out, and I just read. The reason why I do that is that I learn most of the time the director of the show or someone high up in that show is sitting in the lobby watching this.
Wow.
And they do not like seeing people sitting on their phones, gossiping, anything like that. They want to know that you're serious.
Hmm.
And it's true. When you first walk in the door, that's when your casting starts.
Okay.
Your first impression. So I make sure I'm correct every time I walk in. One, I'm already 6'5".
Wow. Okay.
So I do get looks.
Right.
I do get looks. Definitely about confidence. Not only that, one thing I learned about modeling is that as a model, you're the canvas.
Right.
And the piece of clothes that you are wearing is the art.
Mm.
And us looking good is a bonus, you know?
Right.
And it's an honor to do that, and I love it.
Man, 6'5", you're in the right field, because now you get designers, you get your clothes made for real. Man, I know that's a fashion designer's dream. Like, okay, now how do I drape you? Or how, you know, I don't know no language, but, you know, how do I drape you? Or whatever they say, I can imagine that gives them some challenge as well. I guess. I don't know. All models tall? I don't know.
Well, and that's what I wanted to touch on, too, is it not only makes the designer wonder who I am and want to work with me, but also models.
Right.
Or I walk in and they see how tall I am and they see my confidence and my structure and how I carry myself. That actually attracts them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my third or fourth show, I had models coming up asking me for advice, and it's and it's crazy because it's like I've literally never done this before. I'm the type of person that when I put my mind to something, I do my best at every single thing I do in my life. I love it. I've done some crazy things. I've been in a commercial promo for a up and coming seltzer water that's coming out. I have a well, it's canceled now because of the whole current state of the world. But I was offered to walk in Paris this September coming up.
Wow.
When I got the email, I lost my stuff in the middle of the street and people were looking at me like I was crazy.
It's all right. It's New York.
I didn't believe it. I emailed him back and I was like, are you serious? Like, is this like really, really going. And right. he was like, no, I'm serious. You know, your flight's going to be paid for. Everything is, you're good.
Right.
His name is Jamal, and his clothing line is called House of Jamal. And I had actually had the honor of working with him for September Fashion Week of 2019. And I opened for him, and it was my first time opening a show.
Wow.
And talk about nerves.
We're going to have to do something about them nerves now. You're going to have to. But, you know, I hear that even, like, performers, no matter how much you do it, like, you still get nervous, even though you've done it, like, a million times. I don't know. Well, part of it is you don't want to become so comfortable. Then you become cocky, and then
exactly.
that's where mistakes come in.
Exactly. You definitely never want to get comfortable, because one thing I've learned is there's always one person out there that's
better
than you.
Come on now. Yeah, that's the truth.
And you can never let your guard down.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever had, as a male, have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction?
Yes.
Let's talk. Let's talk about it.
I've had it a few times.
Okay.
The first one was during a portfolio update shoot with my agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did not notice that I had a wardrobe malfunction until we got the photos back. And the jeans that I was wearing, I had bent down into a squat, and it had ripped right by my right thigh.
Mm.
And the whole time we're shooting, and no one noticed it. And those photos are still out there. It's kind of funny. You really can't see unless you zoom in and
right.
you know, pay attention.
Right.
Which show was that? It was a designer that I worked for. His name is Vingiani.
Mm-hmm.
The shoes that he had for me was two sizes too small.
Oh, no.
I wear a size 13.
Mm-hmm.
These shoes were a 10.5. And they were patent leather Chelsea boots. So these things were tight. And when I say tight, like, my toes were curled.
Oh, no.
And you could not tell from my walk.
Okay.
You could not tell. I endured that pain because the head of the runway
mm-hmm.
and back is about 24 to 29 seconds.
Okay.
And it's crazy when you think about it, because months and hours and days and blood and sweat goes into a show that lasts 10 minutes.
Wow.
Goes to show you that fashion is very important in our world today, because it's expression. It's a way for us to show our creative mind and our individuality. And that's one of the things that I've come to learn and love about modeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey. I've done shoots outside and people started gathering and watching, and that makes me nervous. But then again, you know, I still can't show that nerve.
Right.
And I have to use that nerve to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, I have some really, really killer shots.
So if you wasn't modeling, what do you think you would be doing?
That's a really good question, because I've never been a planner.
Okay.
Like, ever in my life. Everything that I've done has been a split-second decision. You know, when I got out of high school and I joined the Navy, that was a split-second decision for me.
Uh-huh.
When I got out of the Navy and I moved back home, before I came to New York, I had never been in New York, you know, never visited, never planned on moving here. But I had a friend that was moving here and said, hey, do you want to come? I go, well, why not? And I literally, that night, I packed my stuff up, what I could. Everything else I arranged for someone to come get from the house. And that morning, I left with $300 in my pocket, and I moved to New York.
Wow. Okay.
And I would say if I wasn't modeling, I would probably still be working in a restaurant full time, because I do love it. I'm a people person.
Right.
I love talking to people.
Now that we're talking and I'm listening to your voice, let's move into voiceovers, because you do have a nice voice. And what gained your interest in doing voiceovers?
I would say, again, it comes back to me moving to New York. My first job was in a restaurant in Times Square. Every day or every other day, I would get 4 or 5 times a day, oh my goodness, you have a wonderful voice. Do you do voiceover? You know, you should think about doing book readings, because I would definitely listen to you, especially if you read me like a novel. Like, that would put me to sleep. And I'm like, no, you know, I kept brushing it off and brushing it off. And about 6 or 7 months went by. And I was like, you know what? I literally keep hearing it every day. My friends are telling me I should try it. I'm going to do some investigating on it. And it's a studio that I went to called Edge Studio that specializes in voiceover. And they have a course called IVO, which is an investigative voiceover course. And it's a four-hour course where, you know, you learn about voiceover, the ins and outs. They put you behind the mic, and they give you a script, and you do a code read. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a code read is when you haven't seen a script before, and it's your first time reading it through. And so I was like, okay, I'll sign up for it. And in my class was 8 people, and we're sitting in a circle. They're going around a circle introducing themselves, and it comes to me. And I go, hi, I'm Rolandis. And literally every head in that room turned towards me. And I was like, you know, I chuckled and I was like, yeah, I know my voice. So they had me do a code read. And it was funny because I think they did it on purpose, but they gave me the Allstate one.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, they did that on purpose.
They definitely did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I go behind the mic and they go on, you know, telling us how to do our standing, how far from the mic and everything. And they go, we want you to take a deep breath and just read it. And I said, okay. And I took my deep breath and I read the script, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it was along the lines of some companies seem to think that 15 minutes is all it takes.
Right.
But we don't.
Right.
We'll take as long as we need, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
They was like, that's perfect. And, you know, they gave me their review a few days later in an email, and they told me, you know, you have a marvelous voice. We don't exactly think that you're ready for a demo reel yet. We think that you need 1 or 2 classes and you'll be good. So I was like, okay. But then life got in the way. I stopped, you know, going to the classes and kind of pushed it off a little bit. And then the whole modeling thing took off. So that kind of put it on the back burner for a minute there. But I've taken, you know, classes here and there. I've done some auditions, and I got a few callbacks on them, but I wasn't picked in the end, which, you know, that's to expect. But it's definitely not over for me. My voice will definitely be on either someone's radio,
right,
a movie, a book reading, a commercial.
So tell us about investing in yourself, because I like your story that you kind of didn't have a background, but then as the ball started rolling, then you did have to, you know, you said, I bought the expensive boots because I have to have the look. So talk about the process of when you said, you know, I take this serious. Then let's talk about the financial aspect of it too. And at minimum, what would someone need to at least get in the door?
To get in the door,
mm-hmm,
I would say, from my experience, you at least need one headshot.
Okay.
At least one.
Okay.
You definitely want to have a few full body looks,
mm-hmm,
that shows your versatility, because you don't want to just have one look.
Right.
Like myself, I've worn suits. I've worn sustainable dress. I've worn a sustainable skirt before. Like, I've done masculine looks and I've done feminine looks.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally have to have versatility, especially with social media today. It's getting a little bit easier,
mm-hmm,
to find agencies and things like that, because the way social media is taken off, I guess you can say. You don't necessarily need a agent when you know, find these castings, because again, myself, I didn't have anybody starting off, and you know, I am signed and I do shows and all that good stuff. You definitely want to make sure you have your, you know, your audition or casting look, which is your, for gentlemen, it's fitted white t-shirts or black t-shirts, fitted blue jeans or fitted black jeans, and black Chelsea boots. Chelsea boots is the most important, because that keeps your foot flat.
Oh, okay.
And that gives them a chance, because there's a specific way, especially as a male, that you're supposed to place your foot when you walk. Because generally when we walk, we kind of go heel toe. And what you have to do is you have to go heel arch toe. So it's like a smooth wave of a look, right. And it doesn't look just so point A, point B, if that makes sense.
I got you.
And for females, they definitely have to have, you know, the tank tops as well. One thing females do not understand is you have to come in a heel, not a wedge, not a platform, an actual heel.
Okay.
Like 4 to 5 inches. Mm. Nude, black, or white. Not fancy looking heels. Closed toes heels is a must. They don't want to see your toes. They do not. they care less. And if they do want to see your toes, then it'll be in the information that they put out when they do the casting.
Ah.
You always want to make sure you have your nude body or under garments, especially for females, you know, brown or black in color. For guys, you know, boxer briefs, black or white. You want to make sure you have your hygienic stuff on you, you know, whether it be deodorant, a couple wipes in case you have to freshen yourself up before you go in front of these people, because you do not want to smell. And by smell, I don't only mean body odor. Cologne as well, perfume. You don't want any of that coming in there because you don't know who has allergies. You don't want to affect another's model chances at getting that show. And confidence. Confidence is definitely the main part. As far as in like incorporating modeling into my day-to-day, when I wake up, first thing I do is I stretch. Because as a model, you cannot have a tight body. You have to be loose, if that makes sense. Like it's hard to explain without an actual demonstration, but I would say more like doing yoga.
Okay.
You know, doing yoga 15 minutes in the morning or 15 minutes at night, just to keep, you know, especially your hamstrings loose, your shoulders loose, your hips loose, because you don't want to seem so robotic-y when you walk or so tense. And they can tell. Water. Water is definitely a main part because your skin is your market.
Mm.
You know, your skin is definitely your market. And there are, you know, models out there, even myself, you know, I do struggle with, you know, acne problems, and I slack and I go up on my sugars, and I know that I shouldn't. I definitely know that I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're human and we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But, you want to make sure that you're eating your greens. You want to make sure you're working out. You know, it doesn't have to be a heavy workout, but a light workout every day.
Tell everybody your social media and how they can get in touch with you.
Definitely social media is my main outlet is Instagram. That's my modeling page. That's where I keep all of the work that I've done, all my shows. It's mental_shade. You can reach out to me on there. I'm always open to talk to people and meet new people. I am also signed with IA Models, and they're based here in NYC, and I've been with them for almost 2 years now. I can be reached through them as well, which their website is IAModelsNYC.com.
Well, that's good, and I appreciate you stopping by, and as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So I'm super excited that you joined the team. And as you continue to just go, and especially when you get to Paris, don't forget to call us back and let us know. Maybe send us some pictures. Listen. We can throw them out there. Okay.
I've got my plane outfit ready. I've got my airport outfit ready. And I've got my from the airport to the hotel outfit ready. I've never been to Paris before. Okay.
Well, that's good. I'm super excited for you. And listen, we look forward to seeing you and even hearing you. So the best to you, Rolandus. And we appreciate you.
I appreciate it. It's definitely been a pleasure speaking with you today.
You are welcome. You are welcome.